Hey, y'all. I'm Lid the Small Black Woman, and you're listening to Space Time Music, a podcast exploring the roots, shoots, and branches of some of my favorite songs through samples and covers. On today's episode, sounds like a stalker to me. The Tide Is High by Jamaican reggae group The Paragons is a classic, written by Paragons member John Holt, who's probably my cousin. No, I don't know that for a fact, but you know, plantation owners got around. And they even had family members like regular people, you know, like the people who didn't enslave, rape, and torture people. But I'm getting off track. The Tide Is High is a popular song that has been covered by many, but I only want to listen to two covers in this episode. Although it's a reggae tune, in it you can hear the roots of ska. It's reggae with a little pep in its step. At first listen, and through the ears of someone who grew up pre-Me Too and pre-comprehensive sex ed, it's just a love song about a guy who's biding his time, waiting for his love interest to wade through all the other guys and finally realize he's the one. Yeah, okay. Is high, but I'm holding on. So the water is rising, you're still holding on. Okay. I'm going to be your number one. I'm not the kind of man who gives up just like that. Hold up. That sounds like she said no, but you're completely disregarding that no. And then it goes on to say, it's not the things you do that really hurts me bad, but it's the way you do the things you do to me. Because what's disregarding your lack of interest in being in a relationship without a hefty helping of tone policing thrown in? This was pretty standard stuff when this came out back in 1967, but now we know better. Am I right? If it's a no, keep it moving, and it doesn't matter how the other person said it. But does the message change when the song is performed by a female artist? Enter the band Blondie from New York City, with Debbie Harry on lead vocals in their 1984 version. Blondie did this cover with the utmost respect for this reggae classic. Punks in the US and UK were influenced by reggae and ska, but whenever I listen to this version, I can't help but picture an all-inclusive Caribbean resort band playing to lobster-red tourists who are splayed out in the sun and very possibly getting their hair cornrowed because, you know, they really want to immerse themselves in the culture. Debbie Harry's delivery is pretty laid back. Like, she'll just hang out around you until you figure out she's cool, even if you don't treat her well. If you're Debbie's friend in this situation, you're probably saying, girl, he's a dick, move on. And yeah, you're being a little stalkerish. And the final cover of the episode is the 2008 number one, Tide is High, by Canada's Cardinal Official, featuring Rihanna. Now, Cardinal also recorded two other versions of this song, one with Carrie Hilson and another with Nicole Scherzinger of the Pussycat Dolls. There's even a version of the song out there that has all three of the women on it. Cardinal's version of The Tide is High is much more brash and envisions two sides of the story, with Cardinal being the egotistical guy who's all about himself and is only interested in having a fuck buddy. Rihanna sings the hook and seems to be the girl who's interested but not looking to just be a side chick, with Cardinal's main chick being his career. I'm not the kind of girl who just gets down like that. Oh no, says Rihanna. This version puts the two parties on more equal footing. One wants a relationship and won't settle for anything less, fair enough, and the other just wants to fuck around, also fair enough. The thing is, what they want as individuals is incompatible. They don't go together. Respecting the boundaries of the other people in a relationship or potential relationship is a theme that runs through every version of this song. I want X and will continue for X, even though you said you don't want X, you want Y. It's the age-old story of humans just not freaking listening to each other, but the songs are just so damn catchy. You don't want to sing along to the nonsense, but you just can't help yourself. Thanks for coming with me on this cover trip from Jamaica in 1967 to Canada in 2008, with a pit stop in New York in the 80s. If you were feeling the music from this episode, you might want to dig into some more reggae, starting with the classic artists Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Gregory Isaacs, Jimmy Cliff, Luciano, Sister Nancy, Shabba Ranks, Don Penn, Lady Saw, Beanie Man, Buju Banton, Sean Paul, and sprinkle in some ska or soca if you like. And sure, why not go down a Blondie rabbit hole? There are lots of compilations out there like Reggae Gold, Green Sleeves, and Strictly the Best that are good for getting a sampling of what was popular any given year in dancehall music in particular. You can hear different artists, different producers, and see who you like best. Also, check out Papa Google for assistance. As always, the songs mentioned in this podcast are listed in the show notes. A link to my A Sample, A Cover playlist is also in the show notes, and there you can find almost all of the songs I talk about on this podcast. Spacetime Music is on Facebook as Spacetime Music Podcast, so check that out for more content, mini blogs, and links to good music. This has been Spacetime Music with Lid the SBW. Bye, y'all.